Welcome to the AP Joan UK Daily Security Briefing for Saturday, the 12th of September, 2026. I'm your host, and here's what you need to know. Security news: Florida DMV database breached via stolen police credentials. Shiny Hunters is behind the attack. They used compromised law enforcement accounts to gain access to the Florida Department of Motor Vehicle System. The breach highlights the risk of privilege escalation through legitimate credential theft, particularly in law enforcement interconnects with government databases. Hackers abused Claude AI to extract secrets from 1.8 million Android apps. Researchers report a campaign where threat actors used Claude to automate the analysis of Android applications at scale, extracting hard-coded API keys, credentials, and sensitive configuration data. This is another data point in the rapidly expanding use of AI as an offensive research multiplier. AI generated 1 million personalized fraud emails in 3 days. A dark reading report documents a newly observed campaign in which an AI-powered fraud infrastructure produced and dispatched over 1 million individually tailored phishing and fraud emails in under 72 hours. The personalization level is beyond anything achievable manually. This is the BEC and fraud threat of the next 2 years, arriving early. JFrog Artifactory under active attack on 3 separate vulnerabilities. The register reports all 3 bugs, CVE-2M26-42016, an incorrect authorization flaw, CVE-2M26-42018, an improper authentication issue, and a 3rd related vulnerability, are now being actively exploited in the wild. All 3 have patches available. If you run Artifactory in any capacity, treat this as a critical patch today. OpenAI agents attacked Ruby Gems in May. A post from Simon Willison confirms that autonomous OpenAI agents targeted the Ruby Gems package registry earlier this year in a supply chain probing operation. This follows the papercut AI agent story from yesterday and reinforces the emerging picture. AI autonomous attacks are not theoretical. Supply chain infrastructure, package registries, build systems, code signing should be on your active monitoring list. Users in Houthi-held Yemen attempted to develop advanced weapons using Anthropic's Claude. Security Week reports that Anthropic flagged multiple attempts from users operating within Houthi-controlled territory trying to use Claude for advanced weapons development, including possible dual-use technical research. Anthropic says the attempts were blocked. UK and CNI: no new NCSC advisories in the past 48 hours. UK organisations should note that the papercut AI agent attack disclosed yesterday is directly relevant here. UK schools and universities are among the most widely deployed papercut AIRF environments globally. The 7-minute window from initial access to domain admin is not compatible with any relaxed patch posture. Additionally, the September Patch Tuesday RDS breakage affects UK Windows Server deployments. Do not roll back the security patches. The underlying vulnerabilities include actively exploited 0 days. Apply Microsoft's RDS workarounds and test restoration procedures before completing your rollout. CISA known exploited vulnerabilities. CISA added 4 vulnerabilities to the known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on the 11th of September. CVE-2026-84869. ConnectWise Screen Connect, improper privilege management and missing authorization. Patch immediately. Screen Connect is heavily deployed in managed service provider environments. CVE-2M26-42016 and CVE-2M26-42018, JFrog Artifactory. Incorrect authorization and improper authentication, both actively exploited as noted above. CVE-2M26-85706, GitLab, Community Edition and Enterprise Edition. Path Traversal Vulnerability. GitLab instances exposed to the internet should be patched today. Ransomware. 48 hours. 27 victims across 17 groups in the past 48 hours. Notable additions since yesterday. Direwolf claimed port of Tanjung Pelipas, Malaysia, a major container port and one of the busiest transshipment hubs in Southeast Asia. Classed as critical transportation infrastructure, DragonForce claimed a US medical department store. Critical sector, FulcrumSec claimed Dustin Group in Sweden, a major IT products distributor across the Nordics. Pear Group claim FOSS incorporated in the US. High severity continuing targets include Wall Street Holding Goldstone Oil Corporation and On Demand Occupational Medicine in the US. Energy and healthcare. Resida maintaining their claim on General Santos Doctors Hospital in the Philippines. Chaos targeting Mankato Clinic in the US. Klopp's claims against Harley-Davidson and Henry Pratt Company remain active. On the critical infrastructure side, PANSA claiming AMET, the Spanish National Meteorological Agency. Global Secret Group claiming CoRP. Urban Bank in India. 17 groups active in this window include Akira, Audit Team, Chaos, Klopp, Dark Project, Direwolf, Dragonforce, Imperador, FulcrumSec, Global Secret Group, Incransum, Lockbit 5, PANSA, Pear, Play, Resida, Vexi Ransomware, Wall Street, and The Gentleman. That's your briefing for Saturday, the 12th of September, 2026. Stay patched, stay vigilant. Full show notes and sources at apjohn.uk.